And I just realized I said all that and I was not recording, but hopefully we'll manage. But hopefully that helps also, as far as the landing pages go. So here's how this works. I'm about to go to lecture mode. All the callers are muted except for Jason and myself. If you have a question at any time, you're muted, so you hit *6 on your phone. And it puts you in the question queue on this panel that I've got up on my browser here on my computer, and I see your number and I see that you have a question, okay? Then I'll call out your number or your name if your caller ID is correct, and we'll say, you have a question, you're live, you can ask your question. So this is a conference call. We can unmute the lines as needed when you have a question and you can ask your question. We want you to interact. Boy, Jason, the Facebook group has been awesome this week, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's so encouraging to see everyone jumping on and what they've done, including photos, what they did in their Sunday worship to promote it and just the prayer effort behind it all. It's pretty awesome. Loving it.
Well, it really is. And the ideas that are coming out, guys that are adding on things to this campaign that are right in line with its effectiveness that they just came up with on their own, and they're sharing that in the group and different things. Just really, really cool to see. So, guys, if you're not in the Facebook group, what you do is you just log into Facebook, go to Facebook. Facebook has its own search bar at the top left. Type in the Big Invite Easter Campaign, and you'll see the group. You hit join, and then usually I can approve your membership into the group, being added to the group, within the hour. Seriously, we get you in pretty quick, and you can ask questions. Jason's in that group with Outreach. He'll answer questions related to mailings, questions you have about ordering, anything like that. They're popping in right now. As a matter of fact, we got guys on the line asking to join the group right now. We ask that while you do have the ability to add people to the Facebook group, And we do have some pastors that are adding, church members and things. Don't just wholesale add a bunch of church members. Make sure that the people you're adding to the group are people that are in leadership somehow with this campaign, helping you with this campaign. And we do have a lot of that. A lot of the people that are joining are lay folks that are just maybe in charge of, running the Big Invite campaign with their pastor or for their pastor and their church. And that's fantastic. So, guys, just to kind of recap what I've already said, if you want us to do your landing page for you, I highly recommend it. It's a professional landing page for Easter. It integrates with your website, meaning you're linking back and forth. We can give you, if you order your Easter page, again, there's a link in week 7. You can order your Easter page, and we'll get that back to you. Usually within 48 hours, we can get you the link that you're going to use the same day. Usually within a few hours, we can get you the link, okay? So we'll get that right out to you, and then in a couple of days, the page will show up on that link, and it'll be fully functional, and it'll have the copy that you provide for us, the wording. That's what I mean by copy. The wording, about your Easter shirt. We ask you all that in the form. It's really easy. The big question I got was, can I send my video later? Yes. You can send your video later. We've got 2 or 3 ways you can get a big file, like a video file, to us after you do that video. And we can certainly get that added to your page. So it's not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. So that's it right now. We're in week 7, which means that most of you guys should be getting the bumper stickers ordered, the custom bumper stickers. You should make sure your Easter page is going. Especially if you haven't placed an order with Outreach, you need the link to your webpage for your Outreach order. Get in the Facebook group if you're not in there. Interact. Show us what you're doing. Take pictures. We've had great pictures in the Facebook group of, all the prayer cards nailed to a cross, things like that. Just really inspiring, very encouraging, and we want to encourage that. If you have questions about anything at all, we want you to ask those questions. And so... So there we go. So, Jason, why don't you, no questions are in the queue right now. Again, if you have a question, just press *6. But, Jason, just take it away with any information from you guys that we need to know right now.
Yeah, definitely. So a couple things. A lot of, I think last I looked, which was sometime early yesterday, over 100 Georgia Baptist churches have ordered something from the campaign, the Big Invite campaign, through outreach. So that's pretty exciting. Lots of churches have been coming on the last several days as things have been churning and picking up. So a lot of cool things going on. One big thing that I want to let everyone know is for the Easter postcard mailings, we still have special pricing. It's $11.95 to reach 5,000 families, 5,000 households. So if you guys are interested in that, you can go directly to the landing page that we have, the Georgia Baptist Mission Board landing page at Outreach. It's in the Facebook group. I put the link in there again because we always have a lot of people asking. So anyways, it's there, so you can just click on it, more information, but still have some good pricing on postcard mailings, and you still have time. So as long as you get your order in by March 9th would be ideal, then the cards will be printed, processed, and delivered to the local USPS, and then delivered to mailboxes in time for Easter. So, you know, they should deliver 1 to 2 weeks before Easter Sunday, as long as we have everything by March 9th. So there's still plenty of time. It's crazy. We're just running numbers, and here at Outreach, we've done over 4 million personal invitation postcards mailed out thus far across the country just in the last 2 months. So a lot of families. That's 4 million families being invited to churches, which is exciting. And we're excited because Georgia Baptist Mission is a big part of that with your vision, which is awesome. I can't tell you, Scott, how many people I've shared what you guys are doing with around the country. I was just in Texas last week. I was talking to people about what you guys are doing, your whole Unite to invite 1 million people. And everyone I share that with, they're just pumped up about it. They're like, how cool is that? It, you know, a group of churches across the entire state is coming together and saying, hey, we want to reach 1 million people for the cause of Christ this Easter. So what you're doing in Georgia is encouraging pastors and churches and church networks and denominations all over the country as I have the opportunity to kind of share what's going on. So it's a lot of fun, very exciting stuff.
Man, that's awesome. We are thrilled. We are thrilled.
Yeah,
I've gotten some of that in this office too, just people saying, whoa, hey, you know, what's going on down there? That's, you know, words getting out. And I think it's, listen, one of the biggest things that you guys know already, because you guys are pastors, a lot of you on the line are pastors, and you get a different box coming to your office, a different mailer every week, you know, different organizations that say, hey, do our thing, do our evangelistic campaign, do our Easter approach, do our whatever. So you know, used to be, you know, we were a lot more unified around whatever the denominational leadership was saying, you know, this is what we're about, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, Million More and 54, I mean, all these great campaigns down through the years, and we see less of that now because it's harder to get everybody on the same page because there's so many, you know, effective companies and businesses and strategists out there marketing their stuff to our pastors. And so everybody's on different bandwagons often. It's hard to get this much traction in one campaign, but we have seen it unprecedented. I mean, we've got over 1,000 have signed up at thebiginvite.org. Over 1,000.
Wow.
Which is
That's
just
huge.
I mean, it's unbelievable, guys. And you know, when you start looking at the convention, and I'm going to share some numbers here just to give you an idea. A lot of people don't realize this, but when you take our 3,600 Georgia Baptist churches, and let's say you take out those who run 40 and less in worship. And by the way, there's no reason to do that. Matter of fact, we've mailed stuff exclusively to churches that run 40 and less. So that's not an issue. I'm not talking prejudice numbers here. I'm just saying if you take out, like, let's say new church starts or some churches that run five or six people in the church or whatever, when you take our 3,600 churches, take out those that run 40 and less in worship, I just saw this, and the reason I'm using this example is I recently saw this number in something we were doing. There's only like 1,700 churches left. When you take out those smaller churches, and then you take out, let's say, some larger churches that are just not going to be part of a campaign like this, they're just not going to be part of a campaign like this. They've got their own thing going. They run thousands. They've got designers and media people and all that. They do everything in-house. I mean, it's a very small – so to have 1,000 sign up, to have 1,000 – that is the heart of Georgia Baptists across our state. Those are the guys – you know, obviously they have some budget, right? They have some budget. They have some personnel. They have some leadership. We've had – I've been on the phone with several guys that are interim pastors of the church they're at. They're not even the main guy. They're not the permanent guy, and they're still leading their church through the big invite. And so it's amazing to see. I mean, this is broad-based participation we're getting on the big invite campaign. We are going to invite over 1 million families to Easter Sunday in Georgia. It's going to happen. And I think that's just an exciting thing. So, again, I want to encourage everybody, be tracking your numbers, all right? Some of the key numbers is how many postcards are you going to mail out? How many door hangers are you walking neighborhoods and hanging on doors? How many gospel conversations are you having one-on-one if you're sending teams out, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before Easter? How many bumper stickers are riding around town? Okay, things like that we want to know. And, of course, the big number is how many do you have at Easter in 2017 versus how many you had in 2016? Let's look at that. And then, of course, how many people are saved and come to Christ and indicate a decision on Easter. We're very interested in that, and because we're all going to celebrate that, and we're looking forward to the bona fide number coming in on this is how many families we invited to Easter as Georgia Baptist. So really excited about that. Jason,
awesome.
Thanks.
Can I jump in real quick, Scott?
Yeah, please jump in.
Yeah, so as you're looking at that, and as you guys are getting those numbers together and everything, I want to let your pastors know that what they are doing is so like encouraging to our people here at Outreach. So Outreach is an organization. We have, I don't know, around 140 people. You know, we do lots of different things here. But I keep updating our people, everyone from our founder, our CEO, Scott, all the way down about what's going on, you know, how you guys are getting engaged and the things you're doing. And I'll tell you one thing with the door hangers. So many of your churches are doing the door hanger ministry, and that is so huge because from our perspective, because it is engaging the church members to be inviters, right? To go out and to mm-hmm. take the time to go and canvas neighborhoods and do the door hanging ministry. And you guys are by far, you know, pushing the door hangers, your churches, more so than anyone else. And it's just, there's just a buzz here at Outreach. I can't tell you how many times someone has come up to me and said, man, those Georgia Baptist churches, they're killing it with those door hangers and or different things like that. So as you get those numbers back, Scott, and I know you and I obviously keep in touch, but I would love to hear the impact that it's had on your pastors, on the churches, and be able to share that with our team here, because that's encouraging for us and our people who are working hard all the way down from, you know, our production crew that's running the presses through all levels of outreach. It's just exciting and encouraging for them to hear what your pastors sure. are doing. And so that's awesome. Love it.
Man, that gives me an idea, Jason. We probably yeah. want to do some kind of a survey once we're done and have everybody, you know, talk about in a survey fashion, give us some feedback on, you know, which pieces did they think were most effective, where did they think
Definitely.
They got the biggest feedback, and kind of rate the different strategies that are used in this campaign.
And on yeah. that note, Scott, and I don't know if you've talked about this with the pastors or not, but just a thought there. One of the things that's really helpful, I know as a pastor myself, is that trying to, as you have newcomers coming to the church, trying to learn how they got connected, right? So that's one thing I'd really encourage. And Easter, you know, it becomes a busy day, but if you can, you know, train your greeters or have some sort of feedback loop so you can find out, how did you hear about our church? How did you hear about our Easter celebration? And kind of track, did they find out through a mailer? Was it a personal invitation? You know, a friend at work? Was it a door hanger? Was it, you know, whatever it might be? Was it, you know, what they're doing on social media? And just kind of track that, and that gives you an idea as to, you know, where people are connecting and what makes the most sense in your context, in your community. Because some things that work in one community really, really well, it might be something else that works in another neighborhood really well. So if you guys could kind of track that, that will help you as you continue to do these outreaches into your neighborhoods to know, you know, where to invest your resources, your time, your energy, your volunteers, and those types of things.
Yeah, that's great advice. Great advice. Guys, be thinking now about what you want your connection card to look like on Easter. I do think it should be a different type of connection card. Here's one idea that I got from Chris Hodges, who is pastoring Church of the Highlands in Birmingham. They're one of the, if not the fastest growing church in America. They make Easter a huge deal, and they have on their connection card questions like that, like, where did you hear about us? How did you find out about our Easter services? So that they'll know what to do, you know, what to focus on next year. But right. They have ABCD as a response section, which is really cool, and I thought I'd share this with you. You know, so he'll say, look, on the back of your card, you see A, B, C, and D. A is, I'm already a believer. I've given my heart to Christ. Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. B, I want to become a believer. I don't know Christ, but I believe that he is who he said that he is, and I'd like to become a believer. C is, I'm considering becoming a believer. In other words, I just have some objections or some questions, some doubts, and I want to meet with someone and have a conversation. So C is considering, and then D is, I don't believe. I don't believe in Christ. I don't believe in any of this stuff. And he says, it's amazing how many, we'll be honest and put D, but he said, what's really amazing is year to year, how many people move from D to the next year B.
Wow.
And so it's really phenomenal. He said there's so many people who really circled D and then within a two-year span came to Christ. So it's really a neat little thing, and it's, you can kind of walk through the ABCD at the end of your service, and that way they're given a chance to respond. You give an invitation, yes, but some will only respond to that card, but that card gives you a way to track and that. I'm getting what might be an emergency call from my daughter. So, Jason, I'm going to put myself on hold. If you can just talk a few minutes, I'll be right back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's awesome. I wrote all that down that Scott just shared. I encourage you guys to as well, that ABCD. One thing, guys, that I was also going to throw out to you, I don't know how many of you have already taken advantage of the free invite cards, but that's a huge thing that Scott and his team are doing for all of the churches in Georgia. And so really, you can get free, 500 free invite cards from Outreach. And those invite cards, you know, are full color, they're custom, you can completely customize the back with your messaging, with your church logo, you can upload your church logo, and you can put on there whatever you happen to be doing during your Easter celebration. So if you have a Good Friday worship gathering, you know, you can put that information on there. If you're doing a community Easter egg hunt or a spring festival or something along those lines, you can put that information on there. And then obviously, if you're doing a sunrise service on Easter and then your Easter celebration, times of worship, when you're doing those, where you're doing those, all those can be put on there, customized on that invite card, and you're getting 500 of these free through Georgia Baptist Mission Board and our partnership with them. And those are things that we really encourage you as you're getting closer to Easter, to what we do and what we've done years in churches that I've pastored is we have put a few of these in every bulletin every Sunday for the, you know, 4 weeks leading up to Easter. And just encourage your people. Say, we are a church that believes, unapologetically believes in the power of Jesus Christ to transform lives. And there are people in your life There are people that go to school with you, work with you, neighbors, family members, friends, that you can invite. And a personal invitation to church is still the number one way that people come and walk through church's doors. So put these in the bulletins, talk about them, hold one up, encourage everyone and say, hey, your job this week is to get rid of this and not throw it in the trash, right? Not leave it behind on the pew or on the seat, but to get rid of it by sharing it with someone in your life this week and begin praying about who that person is. Ask God to reveal to you and open your eyes to who it is that God wants you to invite to Easter worship. And be ready, because those prayers, as we know as pastors, those are kind of dangerous prayers, because you start praying, God, open my eyes to who it is you want me to reach this week. Guess what? God's going to open your eyes. And so you need to be prepared to step into those opportunities that God gives. So those free 500 invite cards, you can get them. Check it out on the website. It is limited. There are only so many of those available for so many churches. So if you guys have not yet done that, even if you're not ordering anything else, even if you're not doing the mailers or the door hangers, you need to jump on there. And I would recommend you need to, it's 500 free invite cards with any purchase, but that doesn't mean you have to spend, you know, $1,000 on postcard mailers. There are plenty of other resources like the door hangers that are inexpensive that it's worth it to purchase. Or what a lot of our pastors are doing is they're going on and they're saying, we want to do these personal invite cards to put them in the hands of our people. And so we're going to, you know, but we need, you know, 2,000 because we want to, you know, give 4 weeks leading up to Easter, we want to have our people take 500 out into our community every week. And so they're going to need 2,000, 500 each week over 4 weeks. So they get the 500 free and then they order another 1,500 and have them customized and ready to go. And so that's another awesome. Great place to put the link, the website to your landing page rather, to put that on those invite cards to encourage people to get there. So if you have not yet taken advantage of that, you know, that's something that Georgia Baptist Mission Board is doing for you guys to help you out. So we encourage you guys to jump on there and to get those invite cards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and again, you know, that's key because it is teaching your people, you know, to get mobilized and to get engaged. And you could make it a contest. You could throw in different kind of contests and make it fun, you know, get creative with it. Jason, on the postcards, let's do a quick reminder for those that are just coming on. If they're a nonprofit and don't have their nonprofit permit to mail, you can help them get that. And how much time does that add to the process typically?
Yeah, it's a great question. So if you do not have your nonprofit authorization, and just to be clear, a lot of pastors assume they have a nonprofit authorization because they are a 501c3, and that's not the case because we're working with the government here. And so the IRS is all about the 501c3, the United States Postal Service, they have another authorization that you need in order to have that nonprofit mailing pricing, which is a considerably less than standard pricing. And so don't assume that you have it. You can call one of our outreach specialists. If your church has ordered with us in the past, there's a possibility that you have it, but there's also a possibility we have some churches that just never get the information to us and never get that authorization. So I encourage you guys, you can call in, talk to one of our outreach specialists, explain to them that you are needing to get, you know, you're checking on your nonprofit authorization for mailing. And our team, it's something cool, I don't know any other company that does this, our team will help you process that entire thing. In fact, we'll do it for you. There's information we need from you, obviously, but we'll take it and we'll process it through USPS for you. And we're able to kind of expedite that usually. Again, we're working with the government, so sometimes expedite isn't in their vocabulary, but you do need to kind of get that information to us sooner rather than later. even if you're not sure that you're going to do a mailing, but you're thinking about it, you've got to be meeting with your board, your deacons, whomever, to kind of decide if you have the budget, you know, over the next few weeks, I would encourage you to go ahead and call in and get that process started. Because once that process is done, once you have that nonprofit authorization, you've got it forever. And so anytime, if you decide down the road you want to do a mailing for, you know, you're doing a fall festival or Christmas or whatever it is, you still have it. You still get the discounted postage, which is a huge savings. So I would encourage you guys, if you're considering at all doing a mailer, to go ahead and contact our outreach specialists now and have that conversation. And get that moving, because sometimes it's as short as, you know, 2 days. Sometimes it takes 10 days. It just depends on how they're operating. So usually we can get them through very, very quickly and make that process much easier, because the other way to get it is for you to go down to your local post office and meet with them. And it takes much, much longer for that to get done than it does through our process, just because we do it every single day for churches all across the country. So, yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. So nonprofit authorization, you want to get that piece together. And then jump on and begin looking at how you can customize the card with the official Georgia Baptist Mission Board design, Start Your New Beginning. You can customize the backside of that card with your own messaging. Again, upload your logo, your church name, you know, what's going on over the Easter season, whatever that might be for you, times, dates, and all that fun stuff. So,
and good, the good stuff.
I remember, like, from some of our last calls, people were like, well, do you have to mail 5,000 cards? No, 5,000 is just kind of a suggestion. A lot of churches will do, especially smaller churches and smaller communities will do like a 5,000 mailing. I know we talked to one of the pastors, I don't remember who it was, but he was mailing his entire zip code, which was a zip code of around 5,000 homes, if I remember correctly, maybe a little less. But he said, I'm just going to saturate my entire zip code. So 5,000, but we can also mail less than that. And we have many churches that mail a lot more than 5,000. You know, we have churches that will do 20,000, 25,000, even 50,000 piece mailers, depending on their budget. So there's a lot of flexibility. It's not just you have to do 5,000. So if your budget's a little less what you have committed toward, you know, promoting and doing outreach, and you want to mail maybe 1,500 families, maybe 2,500 families, 3,500 families, whatever it is, you can talk to one of our outreach specialists. And we actually help you. It's really cool, the process. You get to go on a map and pick exactly what areas of your community you want to mail. And so we have this whole system. It's pretty slick. And so we have some churches that they'll just mail out, you know, put their church in the middle of a circle, and they'll mail out to, you know, the 5,000 closest homes to the church. Other churches, you know, because based on what their neighborhood is like or what their city is like, they want to, like, mail to neighborhoods that are maybe north of the church. Or maybe there are a few key neighborhoods that aren't even close to the church, but you have a lot of people that happen to live in that neighborhood. They're connected to the church, so you want to mail into those neighborhoods. You can do that. So you have lots of opportunities for customization as to where those homes are mailed. So that's super helpful as well.
Yeah, that's great. You guys, you know, here's the thing, guys, you don't have to reinvent the wheel here. You know, when you're working with outreach, the goal is to make it as simple as possible, and that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, essentially they're your consultant for mailing, and they're not going to pressure you into mailing more than you want to or more than you need to. They're just going to get from you what you want to accomplish, and then they'll customize everything to make it as simple as you can and as cheap as you can. If that includes getting your nonprofit permit, I mean, they're doing that for free for you just to save you the money. So, you know, take advantage of getting on the phone with one of their specialists, and the number is in the Facebook group. Go ahead and rattle off that number real quick, Jason, for anybody that wants to call them today.
Yeah, definitely. You can jot this down. It's 1-800-991-6011.
One more time.
1-800-991-6011.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. All right, so I want us to do a little bit of masterminding here, just kind of group think in a few minutes. What questions do we have? Hit *6, and that'll put you in the question queue. Just look at your phone, hit the star button and the 6 button. That'll put you in the question queue. We'll unmute you and let you ask your question. If Matt Williams is on the line, I know he was reaching out to me yesterday, and I was just slammed. If Matt Williams is on the line, Matt, if you could hit *6, I'd love to hear your question and get it answered. Anybody at all, just hit *6, and you'll be put in the queue. We normally have a lot of Q&A on the last two calls.
They're quiet today, aren't they?
It's kind of quiet today. Yeah, it is. It is. So what questions does anybody have? And while you're thinking about a question and whether or not you want to ask it, I want to remind everybody, no matter where you come in, if you guys just jumped on, you've been had a busy February, and you're a little late getting to the party, quick start section starts everything. Go to Big Invite site after you've logged in. Go to the Easter page. Go to the quick start section. It's about 20 minutes. There's a 9-minute video, and it's about a 10-minute read. That gives you the lay of the land, the links you need to get started now. First thing I would do, honestly, today, if you're just getting started, is if you decide if you want an Easter landing page so you can get your Easter URL, and then once you decide that and you get that Easter URL, then you got to move to ordering your materials ASAP and decide this Sunday to kick off your prayer campaign. And we do that with a 7x7 card. That is a download. You simply download that PDF and print it out, and it's perforated down the middle if you want to get your printer to do that for you or however you want to work that out. They write 7 names, the same 7 names on each half. Half of it goes in their Bible or with them. Half of it goes whatever, however you want to ceremonialize that. You want to do that on a Sunday night. Cover the altar in the other half of those cards. As already seen on the Facebook group and mentioned, you know, you want to tape those to a cross or a wall or however you want to do it to visualize all the people that are being prayed for and will ultimately be invited to church on Easter. So that's what you need to do right now. Landing page, get your orders in with outreach.com, and decide this Sunday to do the prayer campaign. If you've not run the video commercial for your church, we recommend you download that and run that video commercial and get them excited, help them to know what's up and what the Big Invite is about. And remind folks, the public-facing side of this campaign is not Big Invite. It's Start Your New Beginning. The people in your neighborhood, they don't care about Big Invite. That doesn't translate for them. That's for church folks. That's our language. That's our terminology. That's the campaign we talk about when we talk to family. We're talking to pastors across the state. But public-facing, reaching out to the community, the theme is Start Your New Beginning. And it's about making Easter a time of new beginnings and a time to start over. We know that begins with the gospel of Jesus. So that's what that's about. Any questions at all? Nobody's popping in the queue here, and we've still got a ton on the line. So who's got a question for me, for Jason at all? Hit *6. Looks like no questions. Let's go into kind of, groupthink mode, and I'd love to hear from you guys any kind of tips that you have. Because a lot of you are on the line. You've done invite card campaigns before for different events. You've done door hanger campaigns. Who'd like to come on the line and just share a tip or a strategy or an insight or something you've done in the past that's worked well or something you're doing for this campaign that seems to be getting people excited or that you're going to tackle it a certain way? We'd love to hear from you. Who are some pastors or lay leaders on the line that have something that you'd like to share with the group? Because I promise you it'll benefit others who are listening. And trust me, because I'm getting some calls from pastors that have never done anything like this, especially on this scale, before. This will be the first door hanger campaign they've ever done. This will be the first focused invite card campaign they've ever done, or postcard mailing or whatever. So if you've got some advice, some tips, we'd love to hear from you right now. Anybody want to come on and ask a question or give us a comment or an insight or a tip? If you got one, you might want to start, because I see some names on here. I'm going to start naming names. Wow. Come on, guys. All right. Anybody at all? Hey, Joe from Roswell Street, are you on the line, brother? I just unmuted your line.
I am. I've been trying to star six, but it says, it keeps giving us a message that you've got the conference.
Boom. We got it now. We got it now. You're right. I did not have it selected right. So star six will, I promise you, now it will put you in. Joe, the reason we got questions coming in now, but the reason I wanted to unmute your line, everybody knows Roswell Street Baptist Church. You're a historical church that's, you know, had a big name across our state for years. Your neighborhood is changing. Tell us a little bit about how your neighborhood is changing and how that affects your outreach now.
Roswell Street Baptist Church used to be, of course, and still is, in the middle of Marietta, and we attracted primarily a suburban, white-collar, middle-upper-crust, socioeconomic level attendee. And our whole demographic is changing. We're becoming an inner-city church, not like inner-city Atlanta, but like inner-city Marietta. And so right around our church, we know that there are about 60 or more, perhaps up to 100 ethnic groups that are represented. We've done a demographic study just within our church congregation. A year ago, we had 7% that were non-United States ethnic groups, and now we're up to 17% in 1 year. So we're starting to attract people from the neighborhood. So one of the things we're doing is we've got to put on the platform people who look just like people within the neighborhood. We now have six different worship services, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, but four different languages spoken, Portuguese, Laotian, Hispanic, and English. And we're hoping to expand our platform in the future. So our goal is to try to reflect our neighborhood within the church. And let me tell you, that shift is tough because it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do it. So our people are taking the change well under Dr. Michael Lewis's leadership. We're trying to become multicultural, multigenerational, and the vision is of the Godhead around the throne. The worshipers are of every tongue, every tribe, and we're trying to reflect that here in our church. It's a tall task. It's countercultural. It's not easy, but we're going after it, and our people are excited about it, and we're seeing some serious shifts. Now, it's positive and negative. There's great things that happen. There's other things that happen. It's just very different than it used to be. And so that's what we're going after. So sorry to take too much time to talk about that, but Roswell's definitely shifting.
How do you see Easter fitting in to your effort there?
Okay, Easter for us, we're taking on everything that you're saying, by the way, whole hog. Like everything you're telling us, you've told us, you said, don't take it piecemeal, do the whole enchilada. So we're doing it like the whole thing. Everything that you say, every jot, every tittle on that website, thebiginvite.org, we're doing everything. So, and
awesome.
One of the questions my pastor asked is about pastoral scripts, because we definitely want to get a video out there, not only on our landing page and our website page. We were going to do both, but we really only need one. But also getting his video across all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, our website. And we're trying to get his face out there in the community as a welcoming, warm presence that basically is saying what I've seen on the outreach.com materials that you and your team created, which the script is basically non-churchy, doesn't talk about God, doesn't talk about Jesus, but it talks about has life got you down, and we all face challenges, and then the start your new beginning hook, which is fantastic. So we're doing the whole thing whole hog. We'll look forward to checking back in with you after we do it and see how effective it is. But our goal is to have 2,500 at Roswell Street. We currently average on a weekly basis about 1,150 right now. And so we'll see if God answers that. We know we can get 1,650, 1,700. Every church averages about 150% of their weekly attendance every Easter Sunday. So we expect that. But we're asking God for the increase. So based on this program, Scott, that you're suggesting and that we're taking on whole hog with outreach, we're trying to go for anywhere from 22 to 2,500, which would be our hallelujah goal internally.
Wow.
So that's where we are.
Man.
And I don't know if that answered your question. But,
yes. Absolutely. Because I think what's come to Marietta is going to come to the rest of the state eventually. Those on the line that are younger in ministry, you're going to see it in your lifetime. We're going to have to make those shifts. And you're essentially still a church in a lot of ways where people moved away from the community because maybe it was changing, but they still drive into church, right? And
that's correct.
They're taking on that area around the church as a mission field, literally. It's a mission field for them. And it is a challenge, and it's not comfortable, and it's not easy, but I love your vision for Easter, and we pray that you will hit that 2,500. That would be just fantastic, and I believe give some real momentum for you guys. Guys, the reason we're not – listen, you know me. Most of you guys know me. We're not talking about watering down the gospel at all. But people aren't walking around thinking about the gospel. They're not thinking about God. They're not thinking about eternity. They're thinking about the problems they're experiencing, the voids, the holes, the gaps, the issues that they're facing on a daily basis. And when you put a video out there by the pastor that says, hey, is life going the way you thought it would? I mean, it's connecting, just like Jesus did with a lame man by the pool. He didn't come up and say, hey, I'm Jesus, Savior of the world. He said, hey, what's your need? What's your issue? What you feeling here? Well, I don't have anybody take me down to the pool when it's stirred by the angel. Jesus started there with the need and understanding that eventually this man would come face to face with who he was. We understand we start with the need. We connect with the people in their experience through these different mediums that we use. And in connecting with them, it's the old thing. They don't care what you know till they know that you care. That warm presence, like Joe mentioned, of the pastor saying, hey, we care. And matter of fact, we're going to talk about that on Easter. We're going to talk about how to start a new beginning or just why we believe Easter is a time for new beginnings. And you can preach a sermon on the resurrection, all that, whatever, but it starts there. So it's not too churchy, not a lot of church language, but you get to say, obviously, we're having Easter services. It's a great time. And we want to see you there. So that's kind of the philosophy behind that. I think most of you understand that, but there's nothing being watered down. Ultimately, we want to get them in to hear the gospel, a full gospel presentation that will make the difference. We're going to go to questions now. I've got one in Jonesboro. It is, 678-432-2162, Jonesboro, Georgia. You're on the line. 678 432-2162. Your line's open. Who we got? You there? Okay. Not happening. Let's see. Robert Wilson, are you there, my friend?
I am here.
All right. Good to have you on the call, man. Thank you. What's your question today or your tip?
My question is, I am in a African-American community, predominantly 95%. We do not have a diverse population. Our socioeconomic level is low, middle class, kind of a mixed community, Cascade, Ben Hill community. But one of the problems that I'm having is that I have tried to do the mailers and they have all come back, and I use the 47-cent stamp, and it just costs me more money to mail out because they all get returned to me even though I put the apartment on it. They don't deliver it, and I don't know why. The residents are not getting it. So hopefully somebody can help me with that.
Jason, that's a Jason question.
Yeah, so Robert, you're mailing, you mailed out some mailers, you put first-class postage on them, and they've come back to the church? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is into a apartment complex. They have the post office, you know, the little boxes that...
Oh, right.
Yeah, to get their mail, and I put the apartment number on the envelope, but they all come back. They don't get into the people's mailboxes.
What? Where did you get the addresses?
From Lifeway.
Are they stamped with anything, like, you know, no forwarding address, or you know how they put the messages on?
Oh, man, I wish I had one with me. I'm not at the church. It says undeliverable.
Yeah, if it says undeliverable, typically that means it has something with the addressing, the way that it's being addressed. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a... Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you based on that list.
So I probably need to add, because the on that yellow tag that comes back, that's all it says is undeliverable. And y'all have to forgive me. I got my grandson here.
No worries.
And
yeah,
so,
two things I would suggest. One is to contact your local post office, you know, and take one in and say, hey, I just, you know, need some clarity on why this has been returned, because we had many returned, right? The other is to contact, see what they say. That would be where I would start. But then, based on what they say, you might need to contact where you got your list and talk to them about that specifically, because, you know, those lists should be... I mean, the way that our mailing house works, you know, our list is, you know, has guaranteed deliverability. So most places have something along those lines. So I would talk to the local post office, try to get some clarity there, and then probably follow up with where you got the list.
Okay. So what do you think about the apartment complex? Do you think that they tell people that they do not allow certain things that go into those mailboxes?
Yeah, well, if they're regular United States Postal Service boxes, then they can't tell them that something can't be delivered.
Okay.
You know, they don't have that authority. So
okay.
if it's a regular address and a regular, you know, US address, then you can mail something to them.
Okay.
So I don't think it's the apartment complex somehow blocking the mail. I think it sounds like typically when it says it's undeliverable, it means it has to do with the way that it has been addressed. So,
all right, I will check on that. Next thing, on the when we call in to the 800-991-6011, we can talk to a specialist to help us to walk through the kind of outreach we want to do. I was coming on the call a little bit late, so I'm just getting some clarity on that.
Yeah, that number, if you call that number, you'll talk to an outreach specialist here at Outreach, and they can help you with any of the resources that we have available that Scott and his team helped design for the Start Your New Beginning campaign. So that's the mailers, the door hangers, you know, the invite cards, banners, bulletins, all of those types of things to kind of support the campaign. So any questions in regard to those actual products and services, the outreach specialist can help you with. If you have questions in regard to some of the other outreach things going on with the big invite campaign as a whole, then Scott would be the one who'd speak to that.
Okay. All right. Well, then, gentlemen, I appreciate that.
Man, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Robert. Thanks for being involved in this, and we're praying God will bless it for you, brother, and that you'll see great, great results.
Amen.
All right. Any other questions? Man, I'd love to hear from some guys, not just questions, but what you're up to, what you're doing that's different, any tips you've got for other people, something you found that works better, avoiding common mistakes, you know, with any of this in terms of door hanger campaigns or anything like that. We got wireless caller 229-291-7114. You're on the line.
Hey, this is Don Cole in Cordele.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Sure. You all have just gotten our site up, and it looks great. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the text for my for a video that I'll be making, and I was thinking about changing the text that I've got on the site now to match up with what I'm going to say on the video. Would you recommend that? And if you would, if we have any kind of changes once it's up there, can we just get in touch with you all and ask?
You can. You can send that to me. I'll make sure that stuff gets changed. ssmith@gabaptist.org. You know, preferably if you could send a link to your to your page, just to have it in there, and that way whoever fixes that or changes the wording can make sure they do it on the right link. But yeah, absolutely, you can send that to me, ssmith@gabaptist.org. Of course, any of those contact forms inside the Big Invite campaign where it says questions, you can use those as well. But yeah, just shoot us an email with the text changes, and we'll make those changes for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. Anybody else? Questions, comments? All right. Well, we'll just wrap it up then if everybody's going to be super quiet. one of the things, you know, going forward just to remember is that, you know, we're here to answer your questions. I don't want an hour or two to go by before you get your question answered. So the Facebook group is there, and the question forms on the website inside the Big Invite campaign are there as well. We do ask you to keep the Big Invite link, the Easter link, private, because what will happen is if we start sharing that around a lot, because it is an open link, it's not behind any kind of a quote-unquote membership website wall where you have to log in to see it. It's something you bookmark, you can go back to all you want, but people will get that and they'll pass it around, maybe even around the country, and they're trying to use the campaign without getting our emails, without getting our updates and things like that. So we want to be able to track everything we're doing on our end, and we want people to know if we change anything, if we add anything over the next 6 weeks. And then, of course, some of the things we'll be sending an email will be important related to follow-up and all sorts of things like that. So we don't want them to miss out on that, and it requires registering at the homepage for that to happen. So we appreciate your privacy on keeping the Easter campaign link private. If you have any other questions for us, so let us know. Jason, thank you, man, for being on the line again today. And guys in the group, he's posted that number as well in the Facebook group, so plenty there. Please be active in the Facebook group. Let us know what you're up to. Take pictures this Sunday. Any kind of testimonials you can drop in. Any comments are appreciated. We love the interaction. Love to know what people are doing. Know that when you do that, you're encouraging a lot more than just me or Jason. You're encouraging other pastors and churches, some of whom are trying this kind of thing for the first time. And the encouragement is very, very welcome. So, all right. So with that, we're going to end the recording.